Brooklyn! No! Sleep till Brooklyn! This is the Hey 10 Minute, a micropod of our podcast, Hey 10, hosted by Petey Buckets and Grant LeBeds. We want to give you something easily digestible to and from work when you just want to put something on real quick. We're trying to hit 10 minutes. First couple submissions haven't been able to do it, but thank you to Curry Hicksage. And up next is SB Unfurled and Bona Commenter. Those guys have been killing it. Go follow them. Look them up anywhere. They're dropping awesome charts on their Twitter website. And then, you know, the Bona Commenter is just always cracking me up. We got them on our podcast. Listen right now.
Welcome everyone to the Hey 10 Minute Podcast. Bona Commenter here with SB Unfurled. We're the co-hosts of SB Unfurled and Friends. You should check us out if you're interested in any Bonnie's basketball knowledge or really just general A10 related nonsense. SB Unfurled, how you feeling about the Bonnies after our big win against Richmond on 80s weekend?
It's amazing how just one game can change just our complete mindset. Like, we were in such despair after getting manhandled by Davidson last Friday. It was a long 8 days. We come back and we put together probably our best win of the year. Like, we played great at Duquesne. This game, just with how hot Richmond was and how good they looked, for us to put together a wire-to-wire full cliche team effort, that was great to see. Like, one guy tweeted at me, Bonnies have outclassed Richmond at every level. This is a Richmond fan, by the way. From the coaching down to the bench play, Bonnies are electric to watch, and if they can get in the NCAA tournament, I would absolutely hate to play them. And like, just 9 days ago, we were getting our ass kicked by Davidson. So
right,
it was a great one though. Great atmosphere. I was there and I loved that game.
Yeah, I was there too. And I think the big difference last night or Saturday night was the fact that we were able to close out on some of their better shooters like Blake Francis and Jacob Gilliard. Francis actually shot 3 for 13 from three, which I'm pretty sure nobody on Davidson shot 3 for 13. Somebody might have shot 13 for 13. At least that's what it felt like.
Yeah. Francis, we were kind of worried about him going in. He started, like we said, he hit three three-pointers late, I think. So he must have started 0 of 9, maybe 0 of 8. Richmond was missing open looks. So I do think we did much better on defense, closing out, played, you know, got hustle rebounds, did a good job doubling Grant Golden down low. Our wing defenders are pretty good, but, you know.
Golden looked completely lost every time we doubled him on the baseline.
Yeah.
And like, I was impressed with that.
Yeah. Planudis did a good job help side defense when he would roll baseline. May have hooked a couple guys getting that baseline move that didn't get called, but Golden's a tough, tough player. I mean, Oshun did a really, really nice job. The box score said he had no blocks. He actually did have a block at the end of the first half.
I was going to say, he definitely had one block.
Yeah. But even with no blocks, you know, I don't think he had too many rebounds. Still just his presence inside, even as a sophomore, I mean, just you can't quantify that in a box.
No, that's true. Like we said, Francis had a good game with 23 points, but it was really an inefficient 23 points with the way he was shooting there. And the difference also between this game and Davidson for us was how the role players for Richmond were not hitting, like the role players for Davidson, like Kim. and Mike Jones and guys like that were hitting for Davidson.
Yeah, each team had four guys in double figures. Their four guys were pretty inefficient, though. Their double-digit scores shot just 42%. Our guys who were in double figures shot 57%. So they had four double-figure scores, but they had some inefficiencies. And I think we did a good job closing out and getting rebounds on a lot of those missed shots. Richmond's not a good offensive rebounding team. We talked a bit about this on our own podcast last week. If we can limit their second chance points, which we did, I thought we had a good shot at, you know, keeping it close.
Yeah, definitely. Because other than their main contributors, Gilliard and Francis, Trey Burton was really the guy who was keeping them in the game at some certain points when we were starting to open up a 10 to almost, I think, 14 or 15 point lead. So a freshman off the bench was able to keep them hanging around. And the reason why the score was only 4 points was just because of a couple really clutch threes by Richmond. Otherwise, that was somewhat of a comfortable win, which I definitely did not expect.
I didn't either. We kind of controlled the game wire to wire. Then there was a weird flagrant call, which I still haven't seen, but that gave Richmond two shots in the ball. They made one, and then I think they hit a three, got right back in it. So 75-71, four-point win. Hey, I'll take a one-point win, but we did kind of control that game wire to wire, which I wasn't really honestly expecting based on, you know, the last week or two.
No, not at all. And I got a wild conspiracy theory about that final instance where the Plunutis flagrant foul. We'll get into that on our own personal pod. We'll save that
love
for us. We'll
conspiracy
save
theories.
We'll save that. We gotta tease it for everybody. Yeah, we'll get to the conspiracy theory later on this week. But let's talk about some other A-10 teams.
Let's do it. We know Dayton, they'll be a one seed in the A-10 tournament. Will they be a one seed in the NCAA tournament? On Saturday, top-ranked Baylor lost at home to 3 Kansas. Number 2 Gonzaga lost at BYU. And number 4 San Diego State lost at UNLV. So 1, 2, and 4 all lose. Number 5 Dayton wins. What do you think they have to do to get a one seed?
I mean, I think they first off got to win went out in A-10 regular season play. I think 18-0 could help them out there, because thinking about it right now, they're probably not going to jump Baylor or Kansas because those two, you know, beat each other up. So they'll probably stay 1 and 2, but they should be able to jump up to the 3 spot. Yeah, that's true. Kansas did beat Dayton in overtime and in neutral sites. That's all about as equal as you can really get, honestly.
So as we said, the Bonnies took down Richmond in a sold out Riley Center Saturday. And because of that, their odds for a double bye sit above 90%. Richmond, URI, and Dayton are all at 99% or higher to get a double bye. That's a lot of separation between the top 4 and the rest, with still 4 games left. Bonnies and Richmond, 10-4, 2 games ahead of that next group. St. Louis, Duquesne, Davidson, all at 8-6. VCU is at 7-7. If I were to tell you a team outside the current top 4 will get a double bye, who would you say it'll be?
Oh, it's got to be Duquesne for me, I think, because their schedule sets up nicely where they play the Bonnies and Richmond in their last 4 games. So they should have the opportunity to possibly make up some ground on both of those teams, because they're 2 games behind both. And while Richmond has a little bit of an easier schedule than the Bonnies do, I still think that if Richmond were to lose to Duquesne at the end of the season, that could be enough to get Duquesne over the hump there. I don't think Davidson's going to get there just because of their schedule. And we know just how prone Davidson can be to inconsistent performances. They can kill us and then lose at St. Joe's. So who knows what exactly they'll be doing there. And St. Louis has to go to Rhode Island. They got the Bonnies. They could also make a case to jump, but I would have to look deeper into the tiebreakers, especially if they have beaten Richmond, which I'm just seeing here, they actually did beat Richmond. So St. Louis actually does have a good shot too, but I think it was Duquesne has the best shot right now to possibly jump, but I don't think. I feel pretty comfortable. I don't want to jinx it, man, but I feel pretty comfortable the Bonnies should be able to lock in the double bye.
This is supposed to be a reverse jinx, like us talking about who else can get in. That's why I asked this question. But yeah, Davidson, so it's Dayton, Richmond, and VCU. Very tough for them. Duquesne still has us, VCU, and Richmond, and George Mason. So, I don't know, man. I would kind of agree with you. I might even say St. Louis. I don't remember this much separation between the top 4 seeds this kind of, with 4 games left in recent memory. It's usually kind of like a horse race down the stretch, but we got a good chance here. All right. Fats Russell, just 3 of 17 from the field yesterday, 1 for 11 on 2-pointers, just 8 points, 5 fouls, a game low offensive rating of just 61. He can get you back into games quick. He can also completely shoot you out of games. We saw him do it against Davidson. He also did it against Richmond. If the Bonnies end up seeing them in Brooklyn, let's hope Bad Fats shows up. He certainly was good Fats in the Riley Center this year. What are your thoughts on Rhodey? They're on the bubble. Will they make the tournament?
They seem pretty comfortably on the bubble, although I know from experience and you know from experience that pretty comfortably on the bubble never really means anything because you're still on the bubble. I think Rhodey should be good to make the tournament unless they start falling apart down the stretch. I don't think, for instance, if they lose to Dayton at home, that won't be the end of everything for them. But if they were to put up another clunker and then maybe go one and done in Brooklyn, then you could start talking about Rhodey missing the tournament. But if I were a Rhodey fan, I'd feel pretty comfortable in that. And I'd also be upset because I'm in the worst state in New England.
All right. Now, last one. I want the juiciest of juicy hot takes from you right now. Tell the George Mason fans what they want to hear. Will Mason beat Dayton on Tuesday? And even more juicy, will that lead to VCU in the Wednesday night pillow fight?
Oh, this is another. Here's one conspiracy theory we will get into quickly here. So if Mason wins out, VCU loses out, and UMass and GW win like two more games. I forgot which one's off the top of my head. But if all that were to happen, VCU would be 7-11 in the 11 seed. Ooh. And all the other teams, UMass, GW, they'd all be at least 8-10 or higher, including Mason would be 8-10. So can they beat Dayton? I mean, they beat VCU on the road, so I can't say no definitively, but I'm not liking their chances just because Dayton can just turn it on so quickly, like we saw Saturday when Duquesne was up at the half and then just really kind of got blown out in the second.
All right, a lot of people have been talking about this new micro pod you're listening to called Hey 10 Minutes. Instead of trying to please all you people who have absolutely no attention span, out of sheer spite, I would like to officially create a macro podcast called Hey 10 Hours. Wow. I'm still ironing out the details, but I'm imagining Friday in Brooklyn, setting up shop at a bar, 12:30 p.m. when Dayton's already up 22-8 on GW, and we just go live for 10 straight hours, a conveyor belt of your most loved and hated A10 people. Listeners can enjoy our drunken descent into complete madness and lunacy. They can experience the highs and lows of the A10 tournament. We'll interview random hipsters who know nothing about sports. Maybe we'll have some tag team matches.
Traffic. We may just show traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge if we're just
trying to fill time. Let's do this, by George. Don't think small. Don't think minutes. Think hours. Hey, 10 hours.
Let's go, baby. Love it. But thank you guys so much for joining us. If you're interested in SB Unfurled and I stuff, be sure to follow us on Twitter @BonaCommenter, @SB Unfurled. SB Unfurled and friends, you can find all our information on our podcast at SBUnfurled.com. Thanks so much for joining us and enjoy the rest of your Hey 10 Minute Podcast Network. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know. Whatever. I sold it. You can cut it out if you want. All right. Yeah, by George, you can cut out the Hey 10 Network whatever bullshit. It's okay. I had no idea how to land the dismount.